Why in the world was this movie made?
Jesus Christ! It is he who commands!
Why don't you, Matt, do you have an introduction for this Exorcist franchise summation episode?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the same old intro. Welcome to License to Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to License to Watch. Let's get ready to watch.
Y'all ready for this?
Sorry. We need a Jock Jams intro.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. My cat is currently looking at me like I'm insane. She's like, it's 11 o'clock. What are you yelling for?
Guys, it's our Exorcist wrap-up episode.
I think it would be hilarious, like, to have a sketch or something where a cat and his, like, his thing is saying, like, decorum, please.
The cat is saying that, or the owner is saying that?
No, the cat.
I thought, like, the cat is puking on the couch and the owner is going, decorum, please.
Yeah, both.
it's a priest, and he's like, and the cat's puking on the pews, and the priest is like, this is a house of worship. The power of Christ compels you.
Decorum, please.
All right, I don't know where that was from, but I don't know what's going on here. I'm very confused. But the power of Christ compels us to decide which is the greatest Exorcist movie, and if this franchise is any fucking good at all.
Yeah, we have a lot of numbers, a lot of math to do, so let's get
Matt,
cracking.
Matt, hit us with some math so we can react to the math that we've...
Guys, I'm going to hit you with something quite shocking that's never happened before. We have, for the first time ever, I mean, well, so there's five movies. We're going to go in order. I'm going to tell you what the least favorite or the lowest score movie is, and then we'll go all the way up to the highest score reveal. So the lowest score for number five, fifth place here, is actually for fourth place because it's two movies tied down to the fraction, like to the
half
decimal,
point,
the third,
to the half dolphin.
To the half dolphin. So ready? I mean, you guys could check my math on this, but right now, Exorcist 3, William Peter Blatty's Exorcist 3, actual title of the film, and Dominion, prequel to The Exorcist, have an average score of 3.375.
Whoa. Hold on. Let me get my TI-83. Hold on.
Well, that seems insane to me since Dominion was a bad movie, but The Exorcist 3 was literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I mean, it is...
I thought you were going to say a good movie.
It is so bad. Like, it blows my mind that Dominion's... I mean, granted, I think I was the person who gave Dominion its highest score, but I didn't like Dominion. It's a low score. It's a four. I gave it a four.
Colin gave Dominion a 3. Yeah. Harris gave it a 4. I gave it a 3. And Jeannie Joe gave it a 3.5.
You know what I'm realizing would have helped Dominion is if I had ordered a Domino's and I was eating Dominionos.
Or if you were watching Dominion on the TV at Bennigan's, and you were definitely watching Beginions. It was like a Beginion synthesis.
And I ordered Domino's, and I brought it into the Bennigan's, and I got away with it.
It's just, it is definitely worse than Exorcist 3, which is, it bothers me that it's tied with it. What was the Exorcist 3 scores?
The Exorcist 3 scores, Colin gave it a 4, Harris gave it a 1, Yeah, I gave it a 2, and and Jacob Strick gave it a 6.5.
Jacob Strick loved that movie. He had such a boner for the movie. That could I change somebody else's score? Because I would change Jacob Strick's ridiculous 6.5.
Yeah, that's look, the real killer. I think that's we got to live with that. We can't change a guest score.
You know, I can't give it lower than a 1 because as bad as it is, I still think there might be a movie that I haven't seen yet that's a 0. So I'm gonna stick with my. And also, I can't give Dominion higher than a 3 because it really isn't a good movie. So,
Colin, I feel like you got to be the one to change your score on this.
On this? No, I'm gonna change my score on something else. And. What's to blame here is that I really think Jacob is the Fabio vote. You know, that's the you put Fabio in a movie. I think Jacob's gonna at least give it above a 5, and that's what we're seeing here.
I saw Jacob as more like the George C. Scott vote, like man getting hit in the groin by football. Jacob is like, yes, give it the Oscar, give it all the awards now. He nailed
guys,
that.
Guys, you know what? I think I'm going to help us out. I think this is my score change here. I think I'm going to give my score Exorcist 3. Yeah. I gave Exorcist 3 a 2, and I think I'm going to drop it down to a 1. Score change.
It is really bad. So that's like a legit, I understand that. I think that's defensible. As somebody who gave it a 1 also.
I think it deserves to be the last movie, the shittiest.
It's
one.
An incredibly bad movie. It's what did Colin give that?
4.
Yeah, shame, yeah. Colin. Shame.
He should have been the one to change it.
You know, in fairness, Colin's score range usually only vacillates between like a 9 and a 7. So a 4 is actually rock bottom for Colin. It's just kind of shocking that he didn't go even lower for that particular turd.
I like to watch stuff. What can I say?
it's pretty much like, oh wait, does it have an audio visual component where I can both watch it and hear it at the same time? Well, that's automatically, it's like getting points for signing exactly your name right on the SATs. Colin is like, well, you start off at a 5, and the less I get to watch, that's what
you really have to like really offend me to go like below, you know, a certain number.
All right, so now that we've worked that out, our fifth place movie is Exorcist 3. William Peter Blatty's Exorcist 3. So we've got that. It's got now an average of 3.1 points.
Very appropriate. Okay? This is a terrible, terrible fucking movie.
Yes. So now we're moving on to our fourth place movie, which is, of course, Dominion, prequel to The Exorcist, which has an average of 5.25, I should say.
Yeah. How? Also very bad. Also very, very bad.
How is it above a 5?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm reading the wrong one. It has a 3.375.
Yes.
Like none of us gave it a 5. How can it be above that?
It has the same
that?
Average that I gave just a minute ago.
Yes, we all hated it. Yes, it was terrible.
Right,
it was
and terrible so we're and keeping hated. It? No one wants to make a change
I
here?
I do not want to make a change here. No, absolutely not.
Great. It's going in the books.
Matt, you don't have to write it in blood. Sicko.
I'm getting a little woozy here. All right, so up next, number 3. Or, I mean, do we want to say, we kind of said a little bit about these movies that they both suck. And
yes, we've covered how much everything sucks here.
All right. So, number 3, third place, is Exorcist II, The Heretic, 1977's classic film. The scores we gave it are, Colin gave it a 6.
Yeah.
Harris gave it a 6. I gave it a 4. And Mina gave it a 4.
I almost want to move it up, but
I kind of want to move it up too because it's such a good movie.
I'm actually going to do a different one.
Oh, well, I gave it.
I will say at this point, it's moving it up is not going to.
Yeah, I gave this a 6, and I gave The Exorcist a 7, and this Exorcist 2 is not as good as The Exorcist. That is a fact. And yet I am tempted to move this one up, only because. I mean, Locus. I felt like this one was better than, this was better than Beginnings, which apparently ranks higher than this on our list somehow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, that's sort of my main complaint, is that I feel like it's ranking in the wrong spot on the list, but I can't change it because I feel like all my scores, I don't think I'm changing a score here because I feel like I nailed all my scores. Beginning for me is a 4.
Confidence.
Dominion's a 4. 3 is a 1, and this is a 6, and the original Exorcist is a 7. I'm stand by everything I've said so far, and I don't really think I can change any of my scores, even though I wish this was rated higher, because I do think this is the second best movie in the franchise, but that's I'm not gonna try to manufacture that.
Well, I mean, it could change.
It could.
I already made my change, so I can't make a change, but Colin,
I could make a big difference here. I have the power. Just like when I pretended to be He-Man when I was a little kid, I have the power.
And how did you do that? You had a washcloth and a belt, and you were strapping it around your... Yeah, you made it into a loincloth. I mean, what did you do for the rest of the He-Man stuff? He doesn't run around
in a... I had another belt that went diagonal, and then I had the sword.
Well, you need two belts to go diagonal because they crisscross your chest.
Well, I ran out of belts, okay?
Okay, it's a valid excuse. You're a young man. You can't own a lot of belts.
I probably asked my parents for 3 belts, and they were like, "Put clothes on, you sick fuck."
Yeah, I gotta say, you were a little more like nudity forward than I was, because I definitely ran around my house with 2 belts strapped around my chest and pretended I was He-Man, but I was also fully clothed underneath those belts.
Underneath the belts, you had a shirt. Yes.
I had a shirt.
You didn't even
go pants.
Topless.
I might even had a coat on. I might have had a little jacket and a tie.
Oh man, you wouldn't even go topless? Why?
Oh no,
that's
no,
not
no,
fair.
No.
Shouldn't shame a young man like
I
that.
I was very thin. I was very thin. I was, you know, like when there was like when you went to the pool for the class trip, and all the fat kids wore their T-shirts in the pool. I was a skinny kid who also wore his T-shirt into the pool. It was like, I'm also embarrassed about my torso.
I've worn my T-shirt in a pool. Know yeah. this.
I was all about that. I had dinner plate nipples, so I wore a shirt all the time.
Matt, you didn't
don't
have
get
to
me
say
started
it.
On my nipples.
You didn't have to say it. I knew exactly what kind of nipples you had and exactly why you were wearing a shirt in a pool. I could tell.
You know what I hate about my nipples is I don't feel like there should be that kind of puffiness.
I just hate the way they don't retain body glitter the way they should. I feel like they should have a little more body glitter retention elements there.
You just need to find someone who's like willing to make body glitter permanent. Like,
right? Yeah, just tattoo the body glitter on my nipples.
Yeah.
All right, Colin, are you changing your fucking score or what?
which movie are we on?
What movie are we talking about?
Exorcist 2.
No, Exorcist 2 is great. It's great.
So you're gonna leave it so that Exorcist the Beginning is gonna be the number 2 movie.
No, because Exorcist the Beginning is the score I'm gonna lower.
Oh,
twist ending! Oh, just man. Twist ending, just like in Exorcist the Beginning.
Yeah, see, I built up the suspense with all that nipple talk.
Nice job, nice job. You really Shyamalan'd us.
So here we are, the number 2 movie, Exorcist the Beginning. Colin gave it a 6. Harris gave it a 4. I gave it a 5, and Julio Vincent Gambuto gave it a 6. Averaging out to 5.25.
Our fucking guests are too nice.
Just edging out Exorcist 2.
Yeah, so drop that sucker down. You know why? Because I would rather watch Exorcist 2 than any of the ones that we've
watched. You know
it.
You know it.
All right, your 6 is becoming a 5.
That doesn't mean it's better. But it does.
It doesn't even mean it's good. It just means that we would rather watch it in all its badness, in all its remarkable, wonderful, satisfying badness. I swear to God, I might never even watch the original Exorcist again, but I know at some point in my life, I will decide to put on Exorcist 2 again. It is so hilariously bad, but also so good in so many good ways, important ways.
Uh-oh, guys. We have some troubling news here.
It didn't work.
If the math holds up, these movies both average out to a 5 right now.
Oh no.
So they are tied. So that means someone else has to make a score change in order to make something happen.
I'll do it. Hey, wait. I just said basically all you need to know, which is that I may never watch the original Exorcist, the movie, again, but I will definitely watch The Exorcist 2 again. I think that is enough for me to bump my Exorcist 2 score up to a 7. I think the sequel is as good as the first one. I wanted the Double Dragon sound effect for mine because I was kicking it up a notch.
Yeah.
Double Dragon.
We'll fix it in
we
post.
We still have those, right?
Yes. That's the one.
Yes. Yes.
That's the sound of The Exorcist 2 moving on up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so hold on. Let me do some math here. You guys talk amongst yourselves while I do this.
What was your favorite part of The Exorcist 2? Was it her outside in that badass apartment with the doves?
Well, why are you trying to divert back to talking about nipples again?
was it her trying to bring him down to her level? bring your level down to my level, Colin. Bring your tone down to my tone.
No, I did. I saw. So I like Googled like if there's any kind of like merch for Exorcist 2 after we watched it, yeah. And I saw like a really badass like fan art T-shirt of just her standing on the balcony, and it's like it was cool as fuck. And there's something else. I still want like a.
Do
picture
they make it in large tall? Because I'm in. If they make it in large tall, I'm in.
Probably. I'll look it back up again and I'll right. share it privately.
Because that is the. Actually, it's weird because when I think about The Exorcist 2, that's the first thing I think of is her standing on that ledge. Like, it's because there's other more memorable parts of that movie, but that is what I kind of like.
I think of James Earl Jones and the Locust Address. Like,
well, yes, obviously, that is a huge.
I also, important. Honestly, I think of the hero locust, like the single locust.
Yeah.
That's like,
yeah.
That is obviously not a living thing on the
that
screen.
That hovers
like,
in the room in Washington, D.C. and just observes people for the devil.
Yeah. No, just the one that's like the entire frame is just like a locust, and it's just kind of like floating over everything. Yeah. Yes.
Well, let the record show that when The Exorcist 2 needed my help, I spit a jaguar and knocked it up to Exorcist 1 level.
Incredible. Incredible. It's the sort of move that we needed.
It was almost like it was testing your faith, and it told you to walk across the spikes, and then you woke up on the floor of some doctor's office, and he totally understood why you were
and
there.
Yeah, he was like
reason.
Totally cool with it. He was like, this happens all the time. What happened was you spit up seven Timothy dolphins.
Don't mind my face makeup, he says.
Yeah. I'm Kikumo. I'm here to help you. I know yes. this.
Let me put on my doctor headdress.
All right, guys. This brings us to our top movie of the series, which, of course, is none other than the classic 1973 movie that started it all, The Exorcist. With 8.2 points, a full 3 points ahead of the movie directly below it.
That we had to rig to be that high.
Yeah. Colin gave it an 8, Harris gave it a 7, I gave it the coveted 10, and Jenna Quigley gave it an 8.
Nice.
Wonderful. Wonderful scores.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, what can we reflect about the Exorcist franchise? I mean, what did they do right? What did they do wrong? Mostly things wrong.
It was a shitty franchise that has not aged well. As you know, even I gave the first one a 7 because it didn't.
Yeah, you're a little hard on the classic horror films. I know you don't like Rosemary's Baby too.
Oh, Rosemary's Baby is like a one joke film. It's like all build
there's
up.
No
to,
jokes.
It's all build up to the end of where it's like, oh, it's the devil's baby and she keeps it. It's like what the like that's the entire like there's not a lot well I'll save it for our Rosemary's Baby podcast but like all I'm saying is that I think
so
a lot of
these it's a very funny movie.
I'm saying that a lot of these older films and whether this is just my cuz the other thing is I didn't watch horror movies as a kid. I didn't really care for them and I've only gotten into them as an adult and I appreciate them more for their craftsmanship than for their I'm not a person who like gets scared by movies. I'm also not a person who really laughs at movies. I kind of like I can appreciate the idea of it being scary or the idea of it being funny, but I don't really feel it. And so it's
so you're pretty much Data from Star Trek. Yeah. You have no emotions.
I feel like I do. I cry at movies. I do that like all the time. I've got Data's emotion chip that makes me cry at like Pixar movies, but I don't have the one that makes me scared at scary movies because it's always seemed kind of fake to me. And the first Exorcist, there are very few moments in that where I'm like, ooh, this is actually chilling or suspenseful. Which if you don't have that. You don't have anything, you know. Like I appreciate the craftsmanship of it, and I appreciate the score
I would say it
and
does
the actors.
Have that.
But like, where? Like, what are the moments
in the first Exorcist movie? You think it's not thrilling or scary or suspenseful?
I don't think it has a lot of those moments.
I would say the rest of the world or country at the very least like disagrees with
you. What are the moments that stand out to you as like, oh, that was a great shocking moment? Like that
when the priest is like, I don't want to go to the vagina.
The stabs herself in the vagina was one of the moments that I pointed out was a point where I was like, okay, this is, but it's more like gross and upsetting to watch, but still, it's definitely viscerally upsetting. I give you that.
I think when she pees on the floor is like scary. I think when she does the crab walk thing, that's scary. I think when the priest says he doesn't want to go to the movies with the detective, that's scary. I said that earlier, but Matt was talking at the same time. So
yeah, no, we'll use this.
You guys,
that was better.
Do you guys use the Citizen app? Do you guys have that app on your phones?
I think it's like the next door,
about when black people are walking through your neighborhood.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
I just got one that just said, the headline just said, stabbing at KFC.
Which really could mean anything.
Stab the chicken and you cut it.
I don't have that app only because I don't want to narc on my neighbors for stupid bullshit reasons. I don't know.
Did anyone hear those gunshots?
Yeah.
It's fireworks.
It's
always fireworks.
It's always fireworks. Yeah, especially in LA. What I do is occasionally I will look at the, there's those little maps of your neighborhood that LAPD will put out that has just like, it's like a crime report thing where you can look at what's happening in your neighborhood. And then I'm always looking at them and being like, oh, somebody committed a rape a block away from me at 5 p.m. on like a city street. I always want to know what the context. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's horrifying.
I've seen it. Like, I've never used any of these apps, but like I've seen it like what you're talking about before, where it's like they're doing something that seems like a really horrible crime at a time and in a place where it seems like anyone could have seen them do it. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's out in the open in like a nice part of my neighborhood that I'm like, what, how is, and I don't live in a nice neighborhood, so there's crimes all over the place, but every once in a while I'll see one and I'm like, ooh, that's like a highlight reel crime.
I also worry about the people who are like, oh yeah, like I see something really bad is happening, so I'll put it in the app and walk away. You know, like don't say something or call the police. Yeah. Just put it in the Citizen app and like forget about it. Like,
So just in case you guys were wondering how this franchise stacks up compared to the others that we've covered, Mission Impossible, we gave an 8. Star Trek, we gave a 7. And now the average for Exorcist, you guessed it, a 5.
That makes sense to me. First of all the sequels were fucking terrible. Even Exorcist 2, which is terrible but also great and worth watching, but they're all bad.
I think it's a sign. I think we need to do Short Circuit next because number 5 is live, and I look forward to doing Short Circuit.
Here's the thing, Colin. Is alive, right? If you wanna choose Short Circuit for your movie, that is fine.
It is a franchise.
It is. Yeah. I encourage you to do it.
Is 2021 going to be the year of the twofer?
I mean,
we all just pick like a series that has two movies.
Oh, probably not. I'm down. If we want to make like a pact that we're all going to do that, I'm totally down with it. I feel like
Matt
Colin
doesn't have enough
through,
blood left for the pact.
Colin made us sit through the entirety of the fucking Star Trek franchise, so I feel like he owes us a twofer.
Maybe. When are we getting a Short Circuit remake? Like, they just can't build a robot that's lovable like that?
Wait, did you not see Wall-E?
That's not Chappie? Good enough.
Have you seen Chappie?
Yeah, I've seen Chappie.
We should do Short Circuit, but we should include Chappie and Wall-E as the sequels. The unofficial sequels.
Those are the bonus
movies. That's where the Short Circuit robots showed up again. The Short Circuit robots. Actually, Wall-E is basically the Short Circuit robot. There's like almost no difference. It's weird how like they designed it. Pixar designed a robot and they didn't notice that they were just fucking ripping off Johnny Five.
If we do Chappie, can I pretend that Hugh Jackman is Van Helsing in the story?
You can do whatever you want, Colin. Whatever
gets
you through the day.
I've stopped trying to figure out what you're doing in these little like bits that you do. I don't even try to keep up anymore. I just like sort of. I usually mute you when you start talking a lot and just let you go until you stop moving.
That's how I died. No, I mean, sometimes I'm just using like the stream of consciousness, man. Just letting it
sometimes
flow.
Yeah, you're streaming on something.
Yeah. All right, does that wrap Netflix? Up our Exorcist wrap up?
Am I streaming
sure
on
does.
Netflix? Is that what you mean?
Oh god. All right, everyone, thanks for listening.
Speaking
we hope
of streaming
you
on Netflix,
watching.
Everyone check out Rust Creek streaming on Netflix on November 30th at the end of the month. Rust Creek, movie I produced
wow.
and wrote part of. I'm just going to plug it. I'm just plugging it. Just can I not plug my stuff? Come on, let me plug my stuff. Rust Creek.
Mm-hmm. He's plugging away.
Great.
Look at him plug himself.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, but I might have to delete it if it doesn't happen. But I believe a film that I edited is on Netflix right now. It is called The App That Stole Christmas. So everyone should go check that out right now or not.
We should record commercials.
Is it a dating app?
It's like a gift buying app. It's for the holidays.
Is it a horror movie?
In some ways, yes. No, it's a fun, family-friendly movie.
Okay. Good stuff.
Starring Ray J.
Good
All
right, stuff.
Well, I'm just going to plug my OnlyFans where you can see my butthole. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Colin's just going to plug his butthole, but only for his OnlyFans.
No, I don't have an OnlyFans. If you're interested in seeing me get an OnlyFans, please contact me outside of this.
Yeah, if you guys reach out, Colin will have an OnlyFans just yeah. for this. Just for butthole plugging and butthole plugging aficionados.
I'm willing to go outside of the butthole.
I feel like we've done a lot of plugging here.
Yeah, this is disgusting at this point.
This is our most plug filled.
It'd be funny if we had a Patreon and an OnlyFans, like a license to watch OnlyFans.
Yeah. Where we plug even more stuff.
It's just the three of us. Like on, we just record our Zoom. It's just the three of us jacking off.
Why would we Zoom each other?
We race each other, of course.
We race. Oh, right. Right.
But the Zoom lag is a factor. If you think our clapping is off.
Oh my god, I don't know what it would take. I don't know what other windows I would have to have open for me to pull that off, literally.
For you to yank it off.
Oh, what a disturbing concept. All right, so Patreon members, vote if you want to see this. This is, once again, we are slaves to our fans, so let us know.
Just get on the Patreon and just tell us shit you want to see us watch or do on our OnlyFans. All right, I'm done.
All right. I'm disgusted.